We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Membeis Amebeis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Membeis Amebeis. Itmar, Shchitas Parah Bezar. If a Zar wants to shecht the Parah, is it kosher now? We had the Machlekes before Rav and Shmuel, and now we have other Amarayim. Rav Ami Amak Sheira, it's kosher. It does not have to be Dafka, but with a coin, or a Lazar coin. Rav Yitzchak Nafka Amar Psula, Yitzchak says it's possible. Ula Amak Sheira, Rav Ami La Psula, some say Ula says kosher, some say it's possible. So Machlekes over here, if the Parah Aduma is possible bizarre or not. In the Pasuk, if he Rav, let's say, that holds it's possible bizarre, it says Allah Zakayim, which means it's scan. We'll see later on in the Gemara that even if he Rav, that's Dafka B'Skan, it's only the first Parah Aduma had to be Dafka B'Skan. The other ones could be with regular Kahanim, not Dafka B'Skan. But upon him, the Shita of Rav Yitzchak Nafka, and if you want version of Ula, and we know Rav holds that it's possible bizarre. It means a non-Kohen cannot shech the Parah Aduma. Most of Rav Yeshua bar Abba l'shuli Rav. If Yeshua tries to bring a raya to Rav, Rav holds that it's possible bizarre, or bring a raya it's possible bizarre. It says in the Brayos like this: Ein li elazos mei meho she'en kasherim be'isha kvish. Only azos the meho, which means when you spritz the dam of the Parah Aduma towards the oil moed 7 times, so there we know for a fact that it's not kosher in the Isha. It has to be Dafka B'ish. Because the Pasuk says, V'lokach Eizav Tavav V'mayim Ish Tahar. So we know it has to be Dafka with the Ish. And we also know it has to be Dafka by day. Because it says, Hu Yischat Aboy V'yayim HaShlishi. So Ein Li Elazar Sameha She'ein K'sherim B'isha K'b'ish. So this Elazar Sameha might not be, I was teaching it means, this doesn't mean connected. This is also memeha. I just said it means noichach oil moish upon him. It doesn't mean this. That's the dam. This is the memeha you're spritzing on the person to make him purify. So the hazah of the water that makes the person pure. It's not kosher, but ishok. It says a lokach ezay v'tava b'mayim ish tahar, and you spritz it on the person, and it says ish. So the no isha. And also we know, it has to be b'yoyim, because it says, Hu yischata boy b'yoyim ha-shalishi. It has to be on the seventh, on the third day. It says b'yoyim. So the azaz of water on the person who's becoming purified, in the azaz, v'ma sheng sherem b'yishu k'vish, v'ng sherel b'yoyim, menayin, how do you know, l'rabois? We know that has to be dafka by man and dafka by day. How do you know, shchitaso, the kabbalah's dama, how do you know the shchita, the kabbalah's dam, the azaz dama, this is the azaz dama on, towards the heichel, the burning, Vashlachas Eitz Eretz Be'ez Shitalas. How do you know all these things need Dafka a Ish and has to be Dafka a Yom? How do you know all these things need a Dafka a Yom and Dafka Ish? Tamaloyma Torah. The Pasuk says, Chukas HaTorah. Teach us just like Hazar Asmemel, which means spritzing of the water on the person needs to be Dafka Ish and Dafka a Yom. Same too, Shchita of the Par, the Kabbalah's Dam, the Hazar's Dam, the Sreifa, the burning it and throwing it into Eitz Eretz, all these things need Yoim and Dafka Ish. Yochos Yimarba Afasifas Afra, maybe Yimarba also to gather the ashes, Umila Mayim, and to fill the water with Kiddush and to mix it with the ashes, also needs Dafka a man and Dafka by day. Tamalim Ezois, Mumayit, Umarois. How do you know what to exclude, what to include in this din of Yoim and Ish? Maros, the Rabbis Elo Hitz Elo. Since we have a ribuy of Tairas, and we have a miyat of Zois, so Amrit will learn how to figure ourselves which one's which. Amrit, just like Hazar Samea is not kosher b'isha like an ish, because it says in the pasuk ishtar. So we're learning about b'yayim, v'ein k'sherim el b'yayim, and it's only kosher b'yayim. Afni avi shchitasa v'kabal's dama. All these things, says first, has to be a kohen. Just like it's not kosher by isha, ba'ish. So ain't sharing el b'yayim. Therefore, has to be yayim. Basically, we're saying really the Bryce is discussing what's the makar has to be by day. It only says by day by spritzing the water. Who is chata b'yayim ashlishi? Now, so has everything know everything else by day? Let's shchita kabbal all these things by day. Teres is Torah. And we said that there's a Asivas Afra, Milamayim, the Zois. Now, hey, that doesn't, that's not my day. It's something like this. Since we know those things all can't be Be'isha, because it says they're Lashon of Kayin, so it can't be Be'isha. So therefore, it'll also have a din of the Yoim. It'll also have a din of the Yoim. Akaponim, always have a din of the yom. But we're coming to exclude other things that don't have a din, ishuk v'ish. Umaitzani asivas afra, gathering the afra, milo mayim, filling the water with kiddush, hovik sherim b'ishuk v'ish, just like a deer, isha could do it, ksherim nam b'yom v'layla. Therefore it's kosher by yom u'v'layla. Ad kan habraisa. Now what are we taking out as braisa? What's the takeout? That shchitasa, we say is not kosher b'isha, and therefore has to be yoyim. So we're assuming, if it's not kosher b'isha, what does that mean? It means it says Allah Zakayim. And when it says Allah Zakayim, it can't be a zar either, so it's a raya to rav that zar is not kosher. Basically, this is the bright saying, that bright saying that isha is possible, and we're saying if isha is possible, the only one way it could be, because it says Allah Zakayim. It says Allah Zakayim means a zar is, it means a zar has to be not kosher as well, and that's a raya to rav. If pshat is because it's possible isha is possible zar, I'll tell you not like that. Hazar semeh techiach. The hazar of the water onto the person shapsulim beisha. It's possible isha, but kosher bazar. And the halacha is it's kosher bazar. The fact of the matter is that it's kosher bazar. So you see that it's not one thing has nothing to do with the other thing. Even though it's not kosher b'isha, it's still kosher bazar. Like the Gemara says later on that it's kosher even bazar. Zach the Gemara, I'll tell you what the kasha is. Oma baya haino tiyufto isha my taima alozav la isha. The only way the bishlam by hazas me meha, we know it's not an isha from ish. Okay, but ish can mean also azar. But here, the whole way we know it's not an isha is only from a laza. Once you know a laza, you know it can't be a zar either. We can focus. I spoke out on the cash really. Oh, by how tiyufta isha my time a laza lo isha zar nami a laza lo zar zar also says a laza lo zar, and therefore we know it cannot be a zar because the same miyat of isha is the same miyat of zar. Masha inkin by zas may meha. There the miyat is from ish. So ish is saying not an isha. We don't see any weird. It has been dafka koyin. It could be a zar over there. Akapadim is the end of the machlokes of this part of the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, if a zar could do shchitas para, and now as we go further, we're going to explain the psukim of the para adumot to start on today's amid and continue in tomorrow's blat and Tumah Gimel Abayis the Mishnah, explaining the psukim of para aduma. So basically, the plan of ula is going to be that if you look at the psukim, the pattern doesn't always follow exact. Just because there's a kohen in one pasuk doesn't mean next pasuk is dafka a kohen. You can't go from a kohen to a kohen gadol to a zar. There's no rhyme or reason in the psukim. There's a bunch of drushes to figure out which one of the avodas, which one of the jobs of the paradumic you've done, they're a kohen or they're a zar or they're someone else. Or they're isha, katan, all different things. Amu'ula. Kola parasha kula, mashma. Moitzi miyad mashma or mashma meila. The whole entire parish of Paraduma, some of them, one pasuk is moitzi from the pasuk before that, which means changes in the pasuk before that, and some of them stay the same or mashma meila. And we're going to give examples. We're going to start from the beginning of the parish of Paraduma, which is pasuk gimel. The pasuk says, "Minasatem oisa el alaz akoyin." You give the paraduma to alaz akoyin. "Moitzi oisa el mechutz amachana." You take it out of the machana. "Veshachat oisa lefanav." And you shecht this para in front of him. That is the pasuk. And we darshin in each one of these words oisa. There's three oisa in this pasuk. In this psukim. "Minasatem oisa el alaz akoyin." Oisa la alazav el adaris la alazav. Which teaches us, dafka, the first paraduma had to be dafka Elaza HaKoyin, who was the skan, who was the second in command. Only the first paraduma has to be given over to Elaza to take care of, and not Ladaris. What happens to Ladaris? It's a machlokes. Ikad the Amri Ladaris for Kohen Gadol. Some say that Ladaris has to be done at the Kohen Gadol. Ikad the Amri Ladaris for Kohen Hedit. And some say it means that Ladaris is done at Kohen Hedit. Now, what we're talking about doing at the Elaza is only the jobs that have to be done dafka at the Elaza on the first paraduma, which is really a machlokes. According to Rav, it's the shchita has done dafka de elazar in the first one. Therefore, the subsequent ones will be machlokes if that's a kohen hedit or a kohen gadol. According to Shmuel, the shchita is done de elazar. So, I mean, let's say the kabbalah's dam and the shrikah's dam. Does that dafka have to be a kohen gadol, a kohen hedit, ladaris? Because in the first dar, it had to be dafka elazar. So, Isa is coming to make a miyut. Only the first paraduma is elazar. The other ones are not elazar. Who is it? Machlokes. Ikadam ladaris, kohen gadol, ladaris, kohen hedit. And the Gemara explains the beer amachleikus. Bishlam on the amadaris kain hadid chaper. We understand. If it's not a lazar, who is it a kain hadid? Elam on the amadaris kain gadol. Menole, how would you know it's dafka kain gadol? So the Gemara answers, Gama chuka, chuka ve kipurim. We learn, so it's chukas atayra from yom kipurim, it says, also lashon chukas, elam. And we learn, chuka, chuka, that's dafka kain gadol. The jobs that have to be they are laws that have to be dafka they kain gadol l'dayrus. That's the first isa. The next part of the isa on the same pasuk. V'hoytzi isa amuchutz l'machane. That teaches us shlo yoytzi acheres ima. You should not bring another animal together with it. Now, why would you do that? Because it's not like it says in the Mishnah. L'hoytzi para roitz lotzis. The paras want to go out. I'm budging. I'm not moving. Ein matzine mashchera. You don't bring out with it even a black one. Whichever knows is just like a companion, you cannot bring out another para with it. What is the reason? So people shouldn't say, they're going to shecht the black one. We don't have to shecht the red para. For para aduma, red para has to be shechted to spritz water onto the person whose tummy mates. So you don't bring out a black one, so people shouldn't say you're shechting the black one. You don't bring out a red one, bring out two red ones. You don't bring out a red one, so you shouldn't say that you're shechting two. Now, what's wrong with shechting two? So Rashi explains there are two problems if you shecht two at the same time. One problem is that halacha is you now do anything else. You now you're busy with anything else besides the paraduma. You have to have your mind completely on the paraduma. Similar to have four hesachadas, the shalap is a different din or same din, but you cannot shecht something else besides doing the paraduma because you can't take your mind off it. That's one reason why you can't shecht two. Another reason is because it says v'shachat oisa, which is a meat, you can't shecht nothing with it. It's abzeres chas really. So therefore, you cannot bring duma out with it because it's a gzera. People will say it's shechting another one, which is also for two reasons. Rabbi Eimer, that's one gear. So made the other gear says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi Eimer, Rabbi Yosi says loyman Hashemu zeh elam shem shenema isah levada. The reason why you only bring out one is not because people are going to say something. It's not the reason. The reason is because it says isah shlo yotzei acheres ima. So two pshat in this braisa, why not bring another one out with it? One is you shouldn't say you're going to shecht it. Second man, the Yama says, because there is a kasa. But Tanakama, Ksiva Yisa. Tanakama says, I saw also that you can't bring another para with it. Why not from there? Man, Tanakama, Rav Shimon, the Tanakama is Rav Shimon. The Dorish, time of the Krah. He Dorish is time of the Krah. It means Rav Shimon has a halacha. Even when the Torah says halacha, there's a reason for it. And there's nafka minas then. For example, it says by Almana, you're not allowed to go take a mashkin from Almana when she borrows money from you. Now take a mashkin. Now take a collateral. Why not? Because since she's poor, and you have to bring it. That's what it says in the pasuk. You can't take from Almana a mashkin. So Rav Shimon says, what's the reason? Because since she's poor, and you have to return it at night, then people are going to start saying, oh, look, she has a relationship with this person. So people are going to start saying laz. So shame ra. They have a shame ra. Therefore, we say you can't take a mashkin. But since that's time of the krah, let's say you're a rich almana, then you're allowed to take a mashka for her because you don't have a chashash. That's Rav Shimon's time of the krah. So here also, Rav Shimon says, Avada Oysa is a mid. But the time of the krah is, people will say that you're shechting two at one time. But Rav Yaisi holds, no, it's exeris akasa. My benai, what's an afkamin lahalacha between both of them? Ike benayu, the afik chamar bahada. If you took out a chamar to go to paro, no one's saying you're shechting a chamar. No purpose second shechting a chamar. It's a treif animal. It does not have a carbon to eat. No one's shechting it. Therefore, it won't be a problem the whole time of the krah. Masha'enken, if you hold that, Masha'enken, if you hold it's exeris akosav, you can't bring a chamar either. And that would be not for me to tell a kama and Rav Yosi if it's exeris akosav or if there's time of the krah.